Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks so much for being on the program.
Hey, Matt. It's great to be back.
You know, FBI Director Robert Mueller recently gave an address to the Commonwealth Club of San Francisco regarding a personal close call that he had with a phishing scam that has actually kept his family away from online banking altogether. And I know this is a topic we've talked about on the show numerous times, online banking as well as some of the concerns associated with phishing. So I wanted to see, given this comment made by Director Mueller, if we ourselves should think about straying away from online banking.
Well, personally, I don't think that's the solution. I mean, you cannot use it if you don't want to use it. I know, I'm pretty sure Dr. Alan Solomon, who was one of the first antivirus researchers, doesn't use online anything, but most people would consider him a bit draconian.
Right.
I think the better approach is to be educated about social engineering, which phishing is really just a type of social engineering. Just because you don't use online banking doesn't mean that you're safe from phishing attacks that try to get your PayPal credentials or that try to get your MySpace account or your Facebook account or your World of Warcraft account or any of that stuff. So it's a lot better to understand the fundamentals to avoid social engineering attacks and then use the conveniences that the web and the internet provide you.
You know, the bad guys have made it look so legitimate with regards to emails coming in that appear to be from your bank and web pages that appear to be your bank's login. What should you do if you get an email from your bank that you think is legitimate?
Well, you know, legitimate companies like American Express, for example, do a terrible job when it comes to teaching people to become victims of phishing attacks. They send completely improper types of emails. You should never click on the link in the email. Your bank says your online statement is ready. They shouldn't be putting a link to the statement in the email in the first place, but some people like that and want it to be easy. If you want it to be safe, don't click on that link in the email. Type in www.mybank.com, whatever your bank is, and go to your account via that channel. And that alone will keep you safe from the vast majority of bank phishing attacks.
Now, what about when you go to that login page directly? Is there any concern there, or would you really need something like a keylogger on your computer to access that information?
If there was a keylogger on your computer, that definitely could compromise your account information. Additionally, if there was a fairly uncommon DNS attack, then you might not actually be at your bank's website. But, you know, you can't eliminate all risk. You can do things right and minimize the risk and then go ahead and live life. You know, you get into your car to go watch a movie, and you know when you get behind the wheel of that car and go out and drive, some driver could run into you and kill you, but you take the chance anyway.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, while Director Mueller isn't banking online, and I'm sure some others have strayed from it as well, many do embrace online banking and have even taken it one step further, as many of the major financial institutions are pushing mobile banking now. What are your thoughts on mobile banking? Are we still really in the early stages of this type of banking where we should not bank via our mobile device?
There are countries that are significantly ahead of us in terms of mobile banking. You're probably fairly safe right now. The problem is we may be behind the curve a bit when there are significant threats to the mobile devices.
Right.
So right now, I really wouldn't be too concerned about it. For me, the biggest reason I wouldn't do mobile banking has more to do with the size of the screen and the readability and wanting to be able to see things better. But maybe that's a function of age.
Right. No, good point. I think you're right. I guess until the bad guys start to spend more time focusing on that vector of mobile devices, it's probably still kind of the early stages of being attacked via mobile, but it's certainly something to continue to discuss and be aware of. So Good advice on the online banking, never to click on those links in the email and to visit the bank's website directly. Any other tips before we let you go?
I just want to emphasize that when I say not to click on those links directly, I am including legitimate emails from your financial institution. Don't click on those links.
Great advice, Randy. And if you have any questions related to this topic of online banking or mobile banking and the best ways to keep yourself safe, feel free to email Randy at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at ESET Research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams.